Listen up, bro, Roger. Let's bring in. We've been talking about this guy. We met him yesterday in the studio. The newest member on the newest winner, rather, on the Corn Ferry Tour. He's a Saline County resident. Lives right around the corner from Roger now. But we call him Champ because he just won. Zach Fisher. Zach, good morning. How are you?
His yard is impeccable.
Yes.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Glad to finally make it on with you guys.
Hey, yeah, listen, so funny. I think it's the music to play, Roger. Yeah, Josh Curtis was listening the other day and texted us and said, do you know that the guy who just won the most recent Corn Ferry Tour is Roger's neighbor? And we're like, no way. Because we've been talking, you know, we talked to John. We talked to John Daly each week.
Curtis doesn't talk to me either. He high-sized me.
And we, you know, we talked to John Daly weekly, and we were talking about his son playing in the Corn Ferry. And I finally we realized that. I said, John, did you know the guy who beat your son the other day, John Jr., Joe, finished 55th? Number one guy is here in Arkansas. So, first of all, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to tell Roger that I'm currently making the rounds without some plastic bags.
What?
But Arnie, my dog,
Arnie Palmer.
He does a great job, making my grass grow a little bit better. So he's going to take a little break for a second.
Yeah. So Roger and Zach and Curtis all live in Benton. And so you listen. So there's a story on you, Zach, and you're going to be on with Trey Schaap next Friday it's next week.
Okay,
yeah, on the short grass. So
you
grew up in Texarkana. You went to Texas High, right? The Texas side.
Correct. Yeah. So I grew up on the Texas side and went to UT Arlington for college.
Yeah.
And moved up here in Little Rock. Got married to my wife. She's from the Bryant area. And we moved to Benton in that neighborhood in 2016. And I've been here for about 12 years. Practiced out at Pleasant Valley. They've been great to me out there. And Little Rock's, I guess, home for me now.
Joe, it's amazing. So it was the tournament was the Acunet Classic. And you had started 171 times, 171 times, Zach, without a win, and you get your first win on the Corn Ferry Tour, which is pretty cool, Joe. I mean, you played that many times. Did you ever think, man, am I ever going to win this thing? Did you have time? Did you ever give up on yourself and think, crap, am I ever going to win this thing?
I think that's been a big question I've gotten. And to be honest with you, there's been multiple times where I kind of thought it may have been the end. But my wife, you know, she's just such an amazing woman. And I mean, she's a court reporter. She's a graphic designer. I mean, she does weddings, videography for weddings. She's just an incredible woman. And she's definitely kept the dream alive, per se. And then so many people have prayed for me to know, you know, what I should do in this life. And it's been a wild ride, but it's amazing that we finally got a win, and I guess it was my 171st start, like you said. And off and on, I've been on for off and on for like 10 years on that tour, and hopefully we can get to the big tour this year. That'd be awesome.
I see him sometimes on the range at PV.
Oh, you've seen him?
Yeah, and I get as far away from him as I possibly can.
Because he can crush it. He's not a big guy. He's not a big guy, but he can crush it, right, Jeff?
I get as far away from him as I can.
He can make you look bad.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that just
around Joe.
Joe's so big,
I'm like, man, I don't want him to, like, you know, he looks like a bodyguard out there, so I'm kind of scared sometimes to go shake his hand. Like, man, he may break my hand as big as that dude is.
Yeah. you could walk out there with blindfolds on and just listen.
Yeah,
you go,
how hard he sits.
Which one? Who's a good golfer?
Yeah, right.
And you'd go, the guy on my left, and it would be him.
Well, let's
because you wouldn't be hearing. Damn it!
Let's point out, Zach Fisher, if you just joined the show. So now you have won. You won the 2023 Argentina Open, which earned you exemption in the 2023 Open Championship at Royal Liverpool. You also qualified for the U.S. Open early in your career, 2013. You finished, I think, tied for 14th at the 2019 Valero Texas Open. And Joe and Roger, here's the thing that was impressive. And Joe, I know you've heard of this, and Roger, maybe you have. Q School.
Oh.
So, listen, Zach Fisher has won Q School twice, two-time winner. It's a grueling. The Q School is a grueling deal, and you beat out Justin Thomas, Max Homa, and several other notable pros while you were doing that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was my, I guess, my first big accomplishment, to your point. And I didn't really honestly know about, you know, what it would do. And unfortunately, it was the year after they changed the format to go just for the Corn Ferry Tour. It was the first year they went just straight to the Corn Ferry Tour. So I was the first year that it went straight to the Corn Ferry Tour, not the PGA Tour. And then the second time I won was the last year that it did that. And I'm like, man, I almost got the bookends. Like, can we, you know, get to the PGA Tour? Let's go. So yes. To actually win this tournament gets me much closer than I've ever been, probably ever in my career, definitely to this point, where I could actually have a chance to get a PGA Tour card, which is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, certainly hope that. Also, I noticed on his shirt, Simmons Bank. I know that George Makris mm-hmm. reached out to you at some point. I don't know what point going back. But you're a Simmons Bank man from a sponsorship standpoint, amongst your other sponsors, but that's one of the local sponsors.
Yeah. Simmons Bank has been awesome to me. George reached out to me after I won Q School the second time, and they realized that, you know, I live here in Arkansas, and, you know, Simmons Bank being just, even though it's a regional, you know, Fortune 500 bank, it's still every single branch I've ever been to. They just feel like a small town bank, and I've told them that multiple times. And I think that's probably one of the cool things about the bank, and the leadership is incredible, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
You also are represented by Sub 70 Golf. I'm not familiar with that. I've seen the logo. There's a line, and then 70 is under it. And you and John Daly. Yeah. John Daly's a part of that group too, right? Did we lose him?
I think it was in 2019, and that was the year that I kind of lost status. And I reached out. TaylorMade was my sponsor at the time, and they were going to make me, you know, get clubs and buy clubs. And I'm like, you know, I don't really want to buy them because everyone knows they're crazy expensive. And I saw a post on social media that had this picture of these beautiful golf clubs, and I reached out to Sub 70 on social media. And wow. Now the founder and CEO we're really, really good friends, and he's actually going to be in Springfield next week where we go, and going to have probably a celebratory dinner with him, and it's going to be a great time.
Well, my favorite thing, guys, if you haven't seen it, Google it right now. Go Zach Fisher celebrates with family on the 18th green. And Joe, he's got two little daughters that came up, and Roger, it is so classic, and they were just hanging on. They don't know what's going on, but that was a cool moment to get to celebrate that with your wife and kids.
I mean, honestly, it was just a storybook moment. There could have been any tournament that, you know, I've played, like you said, 171 times, and it could have been my time in any of those times. And they have, I mean, they probably get to come to maybe 6-7 events a year. And for that to be the tournament that they attend, and having my girls run up to me after I had made that putt, it just basically, it was like a dream. And I wouldn't have had it any other way. It was just unbelievable. And, maybe we'll get to do it again this year. It would be incredible if I could win another time. That would get me really, really close.
We asked you yesterday, if you just joined the show, we're visiting with Zach Fisher, who just won his first Corn Ferry Tour event. We were talking to you here at the station yesterday. I asked you, I guess you know Ken Duke and Glenn Day and you know, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're in this circle of the state, Joe, you know, you're going to know everybody. I don't know if you know, obviously John Daly Jr., or the second, played in that tournament last week that you won. Are you close with any of the Arkansas golfers that have good, you know, friendships or connections with them, or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Austin Cook, he lives up in Jonesboro, and he's one on the PGA Tour, and he's currently playing on and off the PGA Tour, Corn Ferry Tour. And then I've got a lot of buddies here in the Little Rock area. The UALR coach, Austin Oaf, that we play golf a lot, and then the assistant coach, Magnus Lomholt, and back when Patrick Sullivan was playing, we played a lot of golf. He's a teacher now, and he's doing a really cool thing called Dogwood Golf and Social that I can't wait for it to open up in October. That's going to have a bunch of simulators, and you can chip and putt inside. Maybe we could even get the radio station in there when they do the grand opening. That'd be awesome if you guys could go in there and
let's do it.
Hit some shots. That'd be awesome.
What's the best? First of all, what is your home course? Is it PV, or what's your home course in Arkansas?
So, yeah, Pleasant Valley is definitely where I would call my home course. But I've been blessed to, you know, make quite a few connections. And I can go out to Chenal and CCLR and
everybody.
Texas Tennis Country Club is always going to kind of be home just because that's where I'm from originally. And Art Romero's awesome down there. And Billy Power, the GM. And, they, I mean, Texas Tennis Country Club has been my top five of probably every course I've ever played in my life. It's beautiful. I think Bryce and DeChambeau did a video on YouTube with they call it Little Augusta, and he did it kind of for prep for the Masters. And it's just an unbelievable place. It's beautiful. They got the azaleas here in the spring. It's gorgeous, and I love it down there. It's only an hour and a half from my house here in Benson, so I'll drive down there in the wintertime a lot and go practice down there. But it's been great. I've got so many connections here in the Little Rock area, and everybody's been great to me.
Well, we're super happy for you. Well, obviously, we'll be locked into your career now. I guess you've seen the U.S. Open, foggy conditions this morning. You got anybody that you're rooting for or that you have a favorite that you think is going to walk away with a win this weekend?
I mean, some of these Korn Ferry Tour guys that, you know, they qualified at sectionals, and they've got quite a few buddies that, you know, I see every single week at the tournaments, and hopefully they can have a great week. I play with James Nicklaus in the Saturday round in Amarillo, and he's trying to figure out a way to get from Amarillo, you know, all the way up to Southampton, New York, to go play Shinnecock. So there's a lot of really cool stories. One of my really good friends is Sam Stevens, and he's had a great year, a great few years on the PGA Tour. I'd love to see him pull it out. So that's kind of my pick is Sam Stevens.
Well, listen, we know, beware of the Gestapo. You know the yard Nazi, you know the Roger Scott. He'll be driving around.
Yeah, he's looking at his phone right now, but his Ring camera.
To see if he can see.
You're not walking by and doing anything to
Letting
his
your
yard.
Dog take a poop
you
on
know,
his
what's
yard.
What's wild is that when meeting Zach yesterday and you told me who you were and all that, I should have known that's who you were because I always just tell my wife, who's the guy that's walking his dog and has one of those big check presentation checks that he's walking around the neighborhood with? I said, what is that? Now I know.
And you know, the dog's name is Arnold Palmer.
It's Arnold Palmer.
What kind of dog is it?
Big dog.
He's an English cream golden retriever, so he's a real white dog, so he's hard to miss.
Well, let me tell you this, Zach.
And he leaves big.
Yeah.
Somebody used to.
Well,
big present.
Zach, you know that Josh Curtis now knows the pressure is on that Roger Scott.
Well, Josh
Gestapo.
I didn't even know Josh knew who I was. Yeah. He didn't even talk to me.
So listen, won't
but
be
he
long.
Skips my house at Halloween.
Roger will be driving by your yard next, dropping little hints.
But you won't know it's me because I'll have a mustache on to disguise myself.
Hey, listen, man. Great to have you,
Mark.
Great to have you on the show. Congratulations on the Zach. Win. Continued success, man. We'll be following you. I hope you just get on a winning streak here.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on, and I'd love to do it again at some point.
Done. Great to meet you,
Zach
neighbor.
Fisher.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, he'll be again on the Short Grass next week. So, all right, we'll come back and wrap things up with Joe. Don't go away.